9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
No, 3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello, and welcome into beautiful Riders Field. Game two of this six-game series between the San Antonio Missions, the Padres affiliate, and the Texas Rangers affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. A warm and steamy night here in Frisco, Texas. 90 degrees, partly cloudy, but great weather for baseball here on this Wednesday evening. A lot of fun stuff ahead in this series. Game two, Rough Riders took the first game of this six-game set yesterday afternoon by a score of 4-3, and a absolute thriller. The Rough Riders will go back at it today against the Missions, and they sit atop the Texas League South Division, tied with Midland with that 18-10 record. For San Antonio, they come in third in the Texas League South, looking up at both Midland and Frisco with a 13-14 record. Well, I'm Luke Maley, and we'll be joined shortly by the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. We've got a great pitching matchup today between these two division foes. First, for the visitors, it is Adam Mazur making his sixth start of the season. Mazur, the number 5 prospect in the Padres organization. 2-1 on the year with a 2.39 ERA, and that 2.39 ERA is good for second in the Texas League. We'll get into Ben Anderson in just a moment, but for Ben Anderson, he doesn't meet the qualifications to be a qualified starter in terms of stats, but his ERA would actually slide in one spot ahead of Mazur and be good for second in the Texas League. Mazur on the year, 26 and a third innings pitched. He's given up just 7 earned runs, 1 homer, issued only 4 walks while striking out 29. Impressive numbers for him, and if you zoom out a little bit, it gets even more impressive as Mazur allowed 6 of his 7 earned runs in a single start back on April 25th. And if you take away that start against Wichita, he's allowed just 1 run and 22 innings pitched, good for a 0.41 ERA. But he's got stiff competition on the other side. Ben Anderson, the right-hander, going for the Rough Riders, just turned 26 following his start last week in Corpus Christi. Anderson, a 1-1 record with a 2.18 ERA. That's 5 earned runs over 20 and 2/3. Anderson doesn't walk many. 2 issued walks and 19 strikeouts to his name. He's coming off back-to-back quality starts. So the Rough Riders will turn to the right-hander in Ben Anderson, who looks to stay on track. A lot of fun stuff ahead in this one. Game 2 of the 6-game series. When we come back, you'll hear a little bit from Rough Riders reliever Seth Clark on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders reliever Seth Clark. Seth, thanks for taking the time, and let's take a step all the way back. Heard a little bit of a rumor that maybe you played some baseball at a young age at the varsity level.
Yes, sir, I did. Playing at Loganville High School, just an absolute dynasty now program. It shaped me into who I am today. Their morals and everything they stand for, I mean, my junior year of high school, that was the first year that we had won state championships since, I believe, 2012, since Clint Frazier's group had won it around there that time. Really just being able to be around that culture, the amazing coaches, Jeff Seegers, Brandon Anglin, Mike Ryan, Coach Mills, Coach Milligan, all those guys, man, like they shaped me into who I am today. I know that for sure. Just growing up in high school, not really knowing where I need to be. And a big thing that comes into me with that is it's actually he's my neighbor now, but my pitching coach in high school, Coach Anglin, he was the guy that really took me aside. He would take me to breakfast. We'd talk about the Word of God and everything. He really brought me into my faith, which has been a huge background for me, especially in baseball, because without him, there's nothing that could be for me in this world. So I really appreciate him doing that. And he actually had a small part in my wedding the other day. So just really good culture over there, man. Like, he said a prayer at my wedding. He's my neighbor actually now with me and my wife. And so it's just a really good culture growing up around there in Loganville, Georgia, who's now continues to build on their dynasty program.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned going through, you know, the varsity level at a young age, and then you actually play through your high school career. You get an opportunity to play in college. Is that where you met your wife? I don't know.
I met my wife. It's funny story. I met my wife. She had went to the same high school as me. Never knew her somehow. Never knew that. I don't know how we never met. She played volleyball 4 years at Loganville. And my sister, who was I believe a sophomore at the time, started playing volleyball. And she takes credit for doing the first move because she had told my mom that I could come to as many games as I wanted to back in my senior year. When I graduated high school, I was going on to Georgia State. But I went to go see my sister play a couple of times. And I guess Katie had caught my eye, or I had caught her eye, you know, good-looking dude like me, rolled up on her. But no, she saw my mom actually at a chiropractor's office a couple of days before, and she told her to basically invite me to more games so that we could start hanging out. And we did, and then we hung out every day since. I haven't gone a day without her. She's my rock, man. She's awesome.
I love it. Talking with Seth Clark here on the pregame show. And Seth, you go off to Georgia State. What was your time like there? And how did it shape you into being ready for a professional career?
Yeah, I mean, going to Georgia State, man, I've mentioned this before, kind of in my story. I feel like I tell parables about this. Going there and immediately experiencing failure. It was really tough at the beginning because in high school, I never had failed too much. Because it was I had such high level stuff I wasn't aware of, but being able to grow through that process, grow through the failure, I think it's so essential. And I think that's the only way that I'm standing here today. I always look back at my high school career wondering how I wasn't getting any call from pro scouts at that level because I was a lefty who I think had like a 0.9 ERA, 100 something strikeouts, whatever that year was, won the state championship at one of the biggest divisions in Georgia and didn't get a single pro offer out of high school. But I know for a single fact I would not be able to be where I am today if it wasn't to go through that failure at Georgia State that I went through. Brad Stromdahl and Matt Taylor and all those guys over there, man, they believed in me when COVID happened. There was one year where my freshman year I almost left there and I almost transferred to go JUCO, but I met with them and I talked with them for about an hour, and I was actually going through and I had my transfer papers in my hand, and I said a prayer right before I went in, and I said, if I'm supposed to stay here, show me something. I told the Lord that, and I went in and I talked to Coach Stromdahl and Matt Taylor for about an hour or so. They thought I was interviewing for the interviewing for the development of player relations or something. They didn't even know I was a player at that time. I came in, introduced myself, told them I was leaving. They convinced me to stay otherwise, and now it led all the way here. So Georgia State was a huge step for me in baseball.
I love it. Well, you mentioned about, you know, the starting pitchers today taking the bump. It's Ben Anderson. What have you seen out of him early in the year, and what do you expect to see today?
He's incredible, man. I mean, props to that guy. The first time I met him was in Hickory last year, and I know he had been coming off of an injury, and I know that he had some struggles there just for a little bit. But, man, I'm telling you, seeing his bounce back and what he's doing this year has been special. He's filling up the zone, not afraid of anybody, man, letting his stuff play. And, I mean, look what he's doing. He's getting unbelievable results. I know he'll do the same thing, man. He's one of those guys that goes out there every day, gives you everything he got, attacks hitters. He's not afraid of anybody. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Awesome. Thanks, Seth. That's Seth Clark here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is Bet. Every Thursday, home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back on the pregame show, just a couple of minutes away from first pitch. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for the Missions, coached by Luke Montz. The shortstop leadoff man will be Ray Patrick Ditter. Michael De La Cruz is the designated hitter. He bats second. Marcos Castagnon is the second baseman, batting third. In the cleanup spot is the right fielder, Cole Cummings. The catcher, Brandon Valenzuela, will bat fifth, batting sixth. A new addition to this Missions team, the catcher, or rather the first baseman, Robbie Tenerowitz. Robert Perez Jr. will play center field and bat seventh. Zach Rex will play left field and bat eighth. And rounding out the order is Ripken Reyes, the third baseman. So again for the Missions, it is Ditter, De La Cruz, Castagnon, Cummings, Valenzuela, Tenerowitz, Perez Jr., Rex, Reyes. And for the Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza, it is the center fielder, Kellen Strom. After a great day yesterday, he'll lead off. Liam Hicks, the designated hitter, will bat second. Aaron Zavala slides into the three spot. He's the left fielder. The third baseman, Cody Freeman, is in the cleanup spot. Behind him, Josh Hatcher, the right fielder, batting fifth. Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman, will bat sixth. Caber Rodriguez is at second base. He bats seventh. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Franer Chavez. And rounding out the order for the Rough Riders is the catcher, Cooper Johnson. So again, for the Rough Riders, it is Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz, Rodriguez, Chavez, Johnson. Game two of this six-game set, just a couple of minutes away. The Rough Riders in first place, tied with Midland. San Antonio looking up at them, from that third place spot. We'll step aside, and when we come back, Zach Bigley will join us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Winners of three in a row, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action against the San Antonio Missions, the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field and into Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you. It's Ben Anderson who takes the ball for the Rough Riders today. Anderson has been fantastic so far this season. He has two consecutive quality starts. He's the only pitcher for the Rough Riders to have multiple quality starts. That's six innings or more, and three or fewer earned runs in the same start. He was good his last time out against Corpus Christi, allowing just one run across six innings, striking out four and not walking a batter. And that's been the key for Ben Anderson so far this season. throwing a ton of strikes. His 2.4% walk rate this year is the best in the Texas League, and he continues to pour in strikes, hopefully against this San Antonio Missions team, which has struggled on the offensive side. Last night, the Rough Riders, a 4-3 victory in what was really a classic game. Frisco scoring in the 6th, 7th, and the 8th, and a come-from-behind win over the Missions. Ray Patrick Ditter in from the right side, and we are just about ready for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Missions on this Wednesday night. Frisco at 18-10 on the season, tied for first place in the South Division. San Antonio 13-14, and they are near the bottom of the division coming into this Wednesday game. Ben Anderson, the right-hander, against Ray Patrick Ditter, the right-hander. Stretch in the first pitch of the ballgame on the way. It's high with a fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. We are underway officially at 6:37 in the p.m. As Luke said to open up the broadcast, it is a very sticky day. It's 88 degrees with a feels like of 92. And the next pitch on the way is fouled back. It's one ball and one strike. Sunshine up above, but 51% humidity. 11-mile-an-hour winds blowing softly out to right center. We'll see 21-mile-an-hour wind gusts today as well. Anderson looking in for his sign. He's got it. He kicks home. Misses high and inside with a breaking ball. Has the cutter, and it's two balls and one strike. Fastball, cutter, slider, curveball, and changeup from Ben Anderson. He's ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber, and the 2-1. Misses up high. It's three balls and one strike. There it was again, that cutter slider pitch. The changeup has been really good for Anderson to go off that four-seam fastball, which is not necessarily a hard pitch. He'll throw it in the low 90s. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There's that changeup out in front of it, and it's 3-2. But the fastball is very effective with how he throws it and where he throws it. The Rexford, New York native stands 6'4", 200 pounds, 25 years old. Dealing with Ditter to start off this top of the first inning. He's got a full count to him. Anderson pitches. Chopped foul, third base side. It's three balls and two strikes still on the shortstop. It went 1-for-4 yesterday. Through five games, four starts for Anderson. A 1-1 record, a 2.18 earned run average. 20 2/3 innings. He's whiffed 19, but just two walks so far this season. The 3-2 is high and inside for ball four and right on cue. There is the third walk of the season, and the first today puts the leadoff runner aboard. And Michael De La Cruz stands in. Talking to Cooper Johnson, who's his battery mate today before today's game, he said the biggest thing is to throw strikes and fill up the zone against this Missions team. Because when his stuff is in the zone, Anderson has had a lot of success this year. Johnson said the changeup especially is going to be key for him against this Missions lineup. First pitch to De La Cruz. That finds the bottom of the zone with a changeup for a strike, and it's 0-1. De La Cruz provided the first bit of offense we saw in this series in yesterday's morning ballgame with a two-run home run in the third. Anderson from the stretch, he deals. Just high and outside, it's one ball and one strike. Rest of the defense behind Ben Anderson today, it's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, and right field is occupied by Josh Hatcher today. Cody Freeman is at third base. Brainerd Chavez at short, the 1-1. Swinging a chopper to first. Ortiz has got it, slings it on to second for one. Chavez to first. Anderson off the bag and couldn't get his right foot on it, so it's a fielder's choice. That goes 3-6, and De La Cruz is aboard at first. One down in this top of the first inning. Caber Rodriguez at second. We just saw Abimelech Ortiz make a play over there at first. Cooper Johnson does the catching. Abimelech Ortiz continues to get better over at first base and making a nice play there. Tough play for a pitcher. Anderson covering. He had to try and look for the baseball. As the first pitch comes home, a breaking ball high and inside to Marcos Castagnon. It's 1-0. And then try to find the bag with his right foot blindly, and he just could not do that. 1-0 on the second baseman, who went 2-for-4 in yesterday's game. The offering. Swing and a miss. Ripped through a fastball in the inside corner. It's one ball and one strike. Castagnon calls time and steps out. stretch by the right-hander. He pitches. Foul away right side. And it's one ball and two strikes. Castagnone hitting just 204 in 14 games so far. He was activated off the injured list when Nathan Mortarella and Jacob Marcy were traded to the Miami Marlins organization in the Luis Arraez trade. And if you're watching on MLB TV, you can see that brace he has on his nose. The 1-2 misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes. So he's back in this lineup and a big part of the lineup when he is playing. This is a missions team that's toward the bottom half of most offensive categories. The pitch. Swinging a line shot into left field. It sinks in right in front of Aaron Zavala. A base hit. Two aboard now and one out in the first inning. Cole Cummings, the batter. Trevor Matthews has balls and strikes behind the plate. Nate Diedrich, our first base umpire. Sean Sparling at third. Ben Anderson facing some early trouble in this first. When Anderson has been scored upon, for the most part, it has been in the early part of games. He sets. Peers back and deals. High and inside. One ball and no strikes to Cummings, missing with the fastball. He's allowed four combined runs through the first two innings. The other two runs he's allowed have been scattered out across the later portions of his starts as the pitch is flicked foul to the left side. It's one ball and one strike. But two runs in the first, two runs in the second. And granted, we're still very early in the season, and it's still a pretty small sample size for the right-hander. But he has allowed some damage in the first inning and the second inning. Second and third time through the order, he has been really, really good. One ball and one strike to Cummings, who had two hits yesterday. The pitch is chopped foul right side. It's ball and two strikes. Top of this order really did most of the damage yesterday for San Antonio. In fact, 5 through 9 combined for just one hit. Top four in the order combined for 6. Anderson offers. Swinging a line shot into center field. That lands in base hit. Strom charges. De La Cruz around third. The throw all the way through, not in time. And it's 1-0 San Antonio in the first inning. Cole Cummings on a 1-2 pitch. Got a changeup below the zone and grounded it right back up the middle into center. Castagnone goes first to third on the throw in from Strom. And it's 1-0 Missions out in front. If you're Ben Anderson, you executed the changeup low, but probably a little bit too much in the middle of the plate than he would have liked. Got a relatively hard ground ball right back up the middle where no one was playing defensively. Brandon Valenzuela steps in now. First pitch. Left-hander takes high and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes, and something we're not used to seeing from Ben Anderson. Is having trouble with his command in the early going. Already one walk in the inning. Here's his 21st pitch of the frame. High and outside, it's two balls and no strikes, and he falls behind Valenzuela. Runners cornered for the Missions. One down, one in this top of the first inning. The offering. Swinging a chopper, softly hit first base side. Anderson off the hill, nobody's at first base. Oh, man, Ortiz charged in, and nobody covered first. Rodriguez was trying to get over there from second, but Ortiz, as we mentioned, still trying to learn that position at first base, and he charged in. Anderson clearly had that ball easily, but nobody was at first to receive the throw. Castagnone comes in to score. Cummings down to second, and it's now 2-0. San Antonio leads. So an RBI infield single for Brandon Valenzuela. Runners at first and second, still just one out, and that brings Robbie Tanerowicz to the plate, making his San Antonio debut. A mound visit quickly for the Rough Riders. Trevor Matthews, the home plate umpire, goes out to break it up. Not the start the Rough Riders wanted to this ball game. A bit of a mental lapse for Ortiz, and now Tanerowicz in from the right side. If you say That name sounds familiar. Yeah, we saw him earlier this year with Arkansas, with the Travelers all of last year and then at the beginning of this season. Stretching the pick. Fastball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. That was the changeup. Tanerowitz, a very good season for the Travelers last year, but became a free agent. Signed with the Mariners organization again last year. Coming into this season. Throw to second. Not in time on the pickoff attempt. Cummings back in safely. Tanerowitz released last week by the Mariners organization. Picked up last night. The pitch is lined back up the middle. That sinks in a base hit. Cummings around to third. He stops right there, and the bases are loaded. So Robbie Tanerowitz singles in his first career at-bat as a San Antonio Mission. It's four consecutive singles for San Antonio. And two runs are in this top of the first inning, 2-0 Missions. 7th man to the plate in the first for San Antonio now. It's Robert Perez Jr. He went 0-for-4 yesterday. And time call. Here comes John Gobel. And already Florencio Serrano is warming up in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Just came up from Hickory earlier today. Ben Anderson had been the mark of exactly what you want to see from a starting pitcher. He went 3 2/3 innings in his first start, then 4, then 6, then 6. But the Rexford, New York native is having a little bit of trouble in this first inning. Four pitches for him already. And the base is loaded in just one out. Gobel having a long conversation with Anderson. Looking over towards home plate. And talking over Robert Perez Jr. for sure. Rough Riders and Anderson trying to limit the damage now in the first inning. Serrano warming up, he can go multiple innings if they have to turn to him in relief. Here's the stretch from Anderson and the first pitch. Perez yanks it into left center field. That lands a base hit. Cummings in to score from third. Valenzuela motoring around third. He crosses home with no throw. It's a two-run single for Robert Perez Jr., and it's 4-0 Missions. Tanerowitz goes first to third on the base hit. San Antonio has ambushed Ben Anderson for four runs and five consecutive singles in this first inning. That one clubbed at 108 miles an hour off the bat for Robert Perez. Zach Rex now. Eight-hole hitting left fielder, the pitch. High and outside to the former Dodgers draft pick out of the University of Kentucky, and it's 1-0. Five consecutive singles has made it 4-0. Runners still on the edges. The 1-0. Popped in the air down the left field line and foul. One ball and one strike. Double play still in order. Rough Riders are going to have to dig themselves out of a bit of a hole in this one today. Anderson ready from the stretch. He kicks home. High and outside. Two balls and one strike. This next one will be his 29th pitch of this first inning. Perez leads from first and Arrowitz from third. 2-1. Popped in the air down the left field line. Long run in for Zavala. He's under it, makes the grab. Tanerowitz tags. He's coming home to throw up the line. Johnson tags him as he comes flying by him. He got him for a double play. Well, the throw up the third base line. And Johnson caught it, whipped the tag on Tanerowitz as he ran past him, and a double play ends the first inning. But four runs across for San Antonio. It's 4-0 to the home half of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the home half of the first inning from Riders Field. It's 4-0 San Antonio after their four spot in the top of the first on five hits against Ben Anderson. Adam Mazur starting for San Antonio. First pitch to Kellen Strom is low and outside. One ball and no strikes. The number five prospect in the Padres organization, Adam Mazur, works against Strom in the 1-0. It's low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. What a day for Kellen Strom yesterday. 4-for-4 with a home run. His second home run of the season. Wind back by the right-hander. And he offers. Strike at the top of the zone. It's 2-1. Strom hit the game-tying home run in the sixth inning yesterday in the eventual 4-3 win for the Rough Riders. 2-1. He flies it down the right field line and rather deep. Cummings going back. He's in the corner. Ball still carrying. He jumps out, and he makes the grab right at the wall. Wow. What a great catch by Cole Cummings. That ball just kept drifting and drifting back into the corner, and he reached out at the last second, made the catch, and slammed into the padded fence right next to the 335 sign down the right field line. And there's one away in the first inning. Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate now. 4-0 San Antonio, bottom of the first inning, and the offering in. Hicks watches outside, one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders have their first man retired, but now Mazur dealing with the left-handed batting designated hitter, the pitch. Hicks watches inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Mazur has had a very interesting season to this point. His numbers are very good, the 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. But he's pitched even better than his numbers might suggest. He's making his sixth start of the season, 2-1 with a 2.39. The pitch is high and outside, ball four. A four-pitch walk to Liam Hicks, and that's something that is extremely rare for the right-hander Mazur. Mazur has just walked four batters all season. He had the sixth lowest walk rate in the Texas League coming into this start. And a four-pitch walk to Liam Hicks with one down in the bottom of the first. Here's Aaron Zavala. Mazur readies, and he brings it home to Z. Fastball inside corner for a strike at 95. It's 0-1. Mazur made two appearances against the Rough Riders last season, though it was in relief. They were both here at Riders Field, and these two matched up in one of those outings. The 0-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit well out to left field, carrying on Rex, but he's back near the warning track and makes the catch. Hicks retreats back into first base. And it's a fly ball out to left field for Aaron Zavala, two down in the first inning. Zavala had a swing very similar to that as he took Adam Mazur deep last year, but that one just did not quite carry enough out to left field. So Cody Freeman bats now, 4-0 San Antonio, bottom of the first inning. Mazur coming off 6 shutout innings his last time out against Arkansas. The reason why he's pitched better than his numbers, he has one bad start on his ledger. The pitch. Freeman watches a fastball letter high outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. His one bad start against Wichita at home, allowing 7 runs, 6 of them earned over his 4 1/3 innings. He pitches in. Fastball outside. 1-1. But in 3 of his other 4 outings, he's gone scoreless, and the other one he allowed just 1 run. Right on right. Hicks from first. The 1-1. Swinging a line shot to short. Right at Ditter. He makes the chest high catch, and it retires the side. So Freeman hit it hard, though he is retired on the line out to shortstop. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on. 4-0 San Antonio. Top 2 next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second, and Ben Anderson looks for a bounce-back inning. Rough Riders trail 4-0. 4 runs on 5 hits for the Missions in that top of the first. And it's 9-1-2 due up against Anderson. Ripken Reyes stands in on the left side to lead things off. Reyes 1-for-3 yesterday, but of course, he was hit by 2 pitches. That's what he does. There's the stretch, and Anderson offers home. High, 1-0. It's hard for someone to really specialize in hit by pitches, but if there were someone to do that, it would be Ripken Reyes. He leads all of minor league baseball in hit by pitches right now. The offering is high and away, and it's 2-0, as he did last season. Talked about it last year if you were with us, but 49 hit by pitches last season to lead all of minor league baseball. 2-0 on the inside edge for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Second place had 32. So he was way out in front. He was the most bruised player in the minors last year by far. The pitch. And it slips across the outside corner, a strike, 2-2. If you take out his hit by pitches, his .408 on base percentage, which is elite, dropped down to .336. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball into center field, pushing Strom back just a few steps. Ball is still carrying on him just a little bit. He puts it away. One out for Ray Patrick Ditter. 4-0 San Antonio in the top of the second. Anderson really needs a quick inning. He threw 29 pitches in that first. Ditter worked a walk against him in the first inning. Anderson readies. And he offers. Outside, 1-0. We mentioned his walk rate at the jump. The 2.4% walk rate, meaning out of every batter he's faced this season, he's just walked 2.4%. The 1-0.
Low and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. That's how rare Ray Patrick Ditters was to begin the night, I should say. And he did eventually have to walk back to the dugout. The pitch, the chopped foul, third base side. It's 2 balls and 1 strike after he was eliminated in a fielder's choice, but then 4 consecutive runs scored after that. Bright yellow accessories today for Ditter, the offering. It's just high and outside, missing with the fastball. 3 balls and 1 strike to the shortstop. Bright yellow cleats, arm sleeve. The offering. Takes on the inside edge of the changeup for a strike. 3-2. Anderson has used all 4 of his pitches so far. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander issues. Fouled back behind home plate. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. What did help out Anderson a little bit was how ferociously the Missions attacked him early in the count in that first inning. He had a few at-bats that were early swinging, meaning it didn't drive his pitch count up quite as much as it could have. He delivers the payoff. Swinging a fly ball into right center field, tailing away from Strom. He calls off the right fielder Hatcher and makes the grab. Here are fly ball outs for Ben Anderson here in the second inning, and Michael De La Cruz stands in. He bounced into that fielder's choice in the first inning. Anderson has been more of a ground ball pitcher than a fly ball pitcher this year. It was on the slider, and he got that last fly ball. He readies here and deals to the lefty. Fouled off of Johnson's glove, back behind home. It's 0-1. Cooper Johnson catching Anderson for just the second time this season. Anderson's been caught now twice by Liam Hicks and Cooper Johnson and once by Scott Capers. 0-1. And once flied into shallow left field, Zavala jogging in, the shortstop Chavez going back. He's there, he makes the grab, and it's a much-needed 1-2-3 inning for Ben Anderson. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up. Rough Riders trail San Antonio 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher leads it off for the Riders in the bottom half of the second inning. Riders trailing 4-0. Adam Mazur back to work. Looking over the top of his glove, he peels and fires. Hatcher fouls it away to the left side. It's 0-1. Josh Hatcher, Bimelec Ortiz, Caber Rodriguez, the three to swing the sticks against Mazur in this second inning. 5, 6, and 7. 0-1. Hatcher fouls it back. 0-2. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. The right-handed pitcher, Mazur, has had such an interesting journey to this point here in AA with San Antonio. Former second-round selection out of the University of Iowa. 0-2.
High and outside and misses. One ball and two strikes. His time began in high school in Minneapolis, where he was a position player until his final year of high school. 1-2. Bounces down in the dirt. Hatcher watches, and it's two balls and two strikes. His final year, he decided to be a pitcher as well and finished as a runner-up for Mr. Baseball in Minnesota. He didn't have many offers, though. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball off the outside corner. That hard slider. Picks up his first strikeout. One away in the second inning. 4-0. Missions lead it for Ortiz. Rough Riders still in search of their first hit. Well, one of the few offers that he did have was to go to South Dakota State. But it wasn't a conventional trip as a pitcher to be a Jackrabbit. The pitch. A breaking ball settles on the upper edge outside corner for a strike. The curveball from Mazur, and it's 0-1. When he was on campus, he started there at 2020. The 0-1. Misses down, and it's one ball and one strike. And South Dakota State's pitching coach actually left the program, and the baseball program there decided not to fill his position. The 1-1. High and inside, two balls and one strike. So you have a guy who only pitched one season in high school, and now he has to learn how to pitch in college without a pitching coach. Spent 2 years there. The 2-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-2 on Ortiz. Well, he pitched well enough to get an invite to the Cape Cod League, where he worked closely with his catcher there, Jimmy Crooks, who's actually, funny enough, now with Springfield here in the Texas League. 2-2 on Ortiz. Right-hander rocks and deals. Ortiz grounds it softly back up the middle. Ditter behind the bag at shortstop. He's got it and throws on to first to get Ortiz. Two up, two down. Kieber Rodriguez, the batter for the Rough Riders, trailing 4-0. Well, Jimmy Crooks helped him with his arsenal, wanted him to use his changeup more, and he pitched well in the Cape Cod League, and it caught the attention of Iowa. He sent out his video to the Iowa coaching staff. He was very interested in going there. The pitch to Rodriguez. It slips across the outside edge for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Mazur rocks in the 0-1. Fastball outside edge again. Same result, 98 this time from the right-hander. It's 0-2. In his one season at Iowa, he pitched pretty well. He was Big Ten Pitcher of the Year. A lot of people thinking he would be a first-round pick in that 2022 draft, but he was taken in the second round. The offering in. Rides high with the heater, and it's one ball and two strikes now on the Riders' second baseman, Rodriguez. Pitched well enough last year in his first pro season to get all the way up to Double-A. The 1-2, fouled straight back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And here he is in his second pro season as the number 5 prospect in the Padres organization. And certainly knows how to pitch to this point. 1-2. Swinging a soft roller foul back behind home. And still one ball and two strikes on Rodriguez. 4 runs in the top of the first inning for San Antonio in this second game of the series has put them on top. 2 outs, bases clear. 1-2 to Rodriguez. Low and outside. Missed with that hard slider. He rarely uses the changeup now that was so good for him in college. 4-pitch pitcher. 2-2. Flied foul right side. It's still 2 balls, 2 strikes. His fastball has really bumped up in velocity over the last few years. Saw 98 from him earlier today. He'll sit normally 94 to 96. 2-2. Rodriguez swings and punches it skyward into shallow right. Tanerowitz, the first baseman, into foul ground. Backpedaling, reaches out at the last second, and he vacuums it in for the final out of the second inning. For the Rough Riders, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're at the top of the third inning next. Rough Riders trail 4-0, and when we return, it's Luke Maley on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy.
Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights,
the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson back out there for his third frame of work. 1-2-3 inning in the second for Ben Anderson. Now here in the top of the third, he faces off against the second baseman, Marcus Castagnon, who singled and came around to score his last time, and he rips the first pitch down the left field line, and it'll roll all the way to the corner. Extra bases for Castagnon. He's into second, standing up. A leadoff double for the Missions. Ben Anderson, his 44th pitch here in the top of the third inning. Anderson has been nails over the course of this season. Coming into today, hadn't allowed more than two earned runs in any of his starts. That was through five starts, here making his sixth. Ran into trouble in the first inning and now has to pitch around a leadoff double in the third. Cole Cummings digs in and takes the first pitch. Ball one. Anderson missed with the fastball. Anderson working from the stretch, comes set. Kicks and fires. Back to the heater and just missed again. Bit downstairs, two balls and no strikes. Righty on lefty matchup. Cole Cummings, the right fielder today for the Missions. Drove in the first run of this ball game back in the first inning. Righty kicks and deals and he hit him. Ran inside with a fastball. And there's two aboard. Ben Anderson, known at least by his catchers to be extremely easy to catch. You ask this group of catchers for the Rough Riders, and they'll tell you, Ben Anderson, easiest guy to catch. You ask for it in this location, that's where you're going to get it. Hasn't been the case for the right-hander today. First bit of trouble that he's run into over the course of the year. He's got first and second. Here's Valenzuela. First pitch runs a bit down and in. Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher today for the Missions, batting from the left side. Also poured in an RBI single as part of that four-run opening frame for San Antonio. That's where we stand now. The pitch, swinging in a foul ball back to the screen. Made contact with Cooper Johnson's mitt, caromed back to the backstop. Right-hander ready. Kicks and fires. Chopper right side. The second baseman, Rodriguez, has it. He goes to second for one, and Chavez will hold it there. They get the runner at second base on the fielder's choice. Cole Cummings taking off the base paths. It's first and third with one gone, as Valenzuela reaches on the fielder's choice. 4-6, it goes on the scorecard. Runners at the corners with one away. Castagnon stands at third. Valenzuela at first. Here's Robbie Tenorowicz. Batting from the right side, the pitch.
Runs inside. Johnson throws down to third, and Freeman lost his glove in the process, but able to stop the baseball from rolling into left field. Good dig by Freeman. Lost his glove, but was able to stay alive with it. Keeps both base runners where they were at.
It's about the definition of a run-saving play. Just a really incredible play. It's such a tough dig to make, and he couldn't dig it, but able to knock it down and then pounce on it quickly.
That's for sure. The 1-0. Gennarowitz takes, and it's called a strike. Change up from Ben Anderson. Evens the count at 1-1. Gennarowitz singled and then was chopped down at the plate his last time up as he takes a fastball a bit inside. Two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitter. Gennarowitz, a new addition to this missions group. Began the year with the Arkansas Travelers. Anderson kicks and deals. This one chopped to Freeman at third. He goes to second for one. On to first. Well in time. A 5-4-3 double play. Anderson escapes the leadoff double. It is no runs on one hit. No errors. And one left aboard the base paths in the top of the third inning. We head to the home half of the third. Rough Riders trailing the missions 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings! Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Franmer Chavez digs in and swings at the first pitch, sends it high in the air and twirling towards foul ground, and will bounce just in front of the Rough Riders dugout down the third baseline. Reyes, the third baseman, got over there quickly, overran it just a bit. He was looking at that top step of the dugout on the far side of the Rough Riders dugout. New life for Franmer Chavez. He's ready with the pitch, the 0-1, and Chavez rips this one down the first baseline, but on the foul side. Quickly behind, 0-2. First baseman Robbie Tenarowitz hugging the line there at first base with the left-hander in the box. The righty kicks and deals. The 0-2 taken for the breaking ball. Just missed a bit downstairs. Ball and two strikes on the Rough Riders shortstop today. The pitch sent high in the air, but well out of play off to the left side. Rough Riders trailing 4-0. San Antonio hung four runs in that opening frame against Ben Anderson. Like to chip away at it here in the third. The pitch taken, bounced in. Back to the breaking ball. Franmer Chavez pulls even at two balls and two strikes. Cooper Johnson, the Rough Riders catcher, stands on deck. Bottom of the card for the Riders. The pitch
Sent high in the air, a blooper into shallow left field. Oncoming is Rex, and he'll make the play. So one gone here in the home half of this third inning. That brings up Cooper Johnson, the last man in the Rough Riders order to face Adam Mazur. Johnson digs in from the right side. Right-hander ready and deals. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen. 0-1. Cooper Johnson had the day off yesterday in game one of the series. Now behind the dish today. The pitch ripped down the line, third baseline that is. Ray is able to pick it out of the dirt and fire onto first. There are two away. Top of the order for the Rough Riders, second time through against Adam Mazur, who has been fantastic. He's issued a walk. That's the lone base runner today for the Rough Riders. Akin to Liam Hicks, who stands on deck. Strom digs in. The pitch taken. Just missed the outside corner with that breaking ball. Ball and no strikes. On the Rough Riders center fielder, the pitch, swing, and a miss. Chased a pitch off the plate. That was the slider from Adam Mazur. Evens the count at 1-1. Kellen Strom had himself quite the day yesterday. A four-hit affair, including a homer. The pitch, just missed. Back to the slider. Ran a bit downstairs. Two balls and a strike. Righty kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Over the top of that slider. Adam Mazur works mostly with that fastball and slider. Does have a curveball that he mixes in. And a changeup that he rarely throws. The 2-2 taken upstairs. 96 mile an hour fastball. Strom awaits. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Adam Mazur. And we've played three here from Riders Field. San Antonio leads the Rough Riders 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson back out there. Pitched around a leadoff double in the top of the third inning. Now top of the fourth. Rough Riders still trailing 4-0. Robert Perez digs in. He's got the biggest hit of the game to this point. Two-run single. First pitch. Runs a bit inside. Anderson missed with the fastball.
Perez, the center fielder today, awaits the 1-0 and cuts through it. Good-looking changeup from Ben Anderson. Below the strike zone, but induced a swing and a miss. Anderson got a 5-4-3 double play that ended that third inning. Righty kicks and deals. Pitch home, runs up and inside. Pass ball. Righty looks in, gets his sign, and comes set. Delivers, and a hanging breaking ball is past the dive of the shortstop Chavez. It's the second hit of the day for Robert Perez Jr. And for the third time in four frames, the leadoff man is aboard against Ben Anderson. He has done a good job with runners on the base paths, inducing ground balls. Rough Riders have turned a pair of double plays. Now the first one wasn't conventional, but Anderson did get a 3-6 fielder's choice that was a near double play back in the first inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Rex went after the fastball, but came up empty. Rex today, 0 for 2. He was the one that flew the ball out to left field. Fly out 7. And Zavala then threw out a runner at the plate. The pitch chopped on the ground, right side. Rodriguez has it on to second for one. Back to first. In time, 4-6-3, double play. Right on cue, Ben Anderson rolls the twin killings, and there is two gone.
It's now four innings, three double plays for him. He'll take that.
And a few more that were double play worthy.
Yeah.
Freeman playing in on the grass at third base as the left-hander Ripken Reyes digs in. The pitch, swinging a drive into center field. Strom ranging to his right. He's camped under it and reaches up to make the play. And F8 ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. In the top of the fourth, we head to the home half of the fourth inning. Rough Riders trailing 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high top Riders Field, Luke Bailey alongside Zach Bigley. Home half of the fourth inning, Rough Riders trailing 4-0 against the San Antonio Missions. Liam Hicks will bat from the left side to get things going against Adam Mazur. Rough Riders lone base runner a walk as Hicks takes downstairs. Slider from Mazur. 1-0. Hicks was the lone base runner in this contest to this point for the Rough Riders. So he takes a fastball well inside. 95 on the radar gun. He jumps ahead. Two balls and no strikes. Hicks awaits the pitch. Chopped on the ground right side. Second baseman Castagnon has it. He flips to first in time. There's one gone. Brings up Aaron Zavala,
Zavala had himself a pretty good day yesterday. Started today with a fly out to right field. But yesterday, reached base three of his four trips to the dish. Ended up with a 2-for-3 line, including two base hits and an RBI. Wiggles the bat above his left shoulder. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider from Mazur. Coming out of college at Iowa, that was his highest graded pitch, that slider. The pitch. Fly high in the air to left field, a blooper, and Rex will track it down. Charges in and makes the play. Two away here in the home half of the fourth. Rough Riders haven't been able to string anything together, nor have they really found loud contact against Adam Mazur. Maybe the hardest hit ball against the right-hander for San Antonio came on the first batter he faced. Kellen Strom had a towering fly ball that continued to carry into the right field corner. But Cummings, the right fielder out there, was able to haul it in for the first out. Here's Cody Freeman, the pitch. He sends one high on the right side, working its way out of play, and it'll find its way into the seats. Freeman, the third baseman, rolled a double play earlier in this contest. Also made a nice run-saving play at third on a back pick by Johnson, the catcher. Pitch sent high in the air, playable for both the third baseman and shortstop. It's the shortstop, Ditter, who calls him off and reaches up, makes the play. Another 1-2-3 inning, a quick one for Adam Mazur. Four in the books here from Riders Field. The Rough Riders trail it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fifth inning, Ben Anderson back out there as Zach Bigley rejoins us for the play-by-play.
All right, thanks, Luke. Yep, top of the fifth, 4-0 San Antonio still. Ben Anderson delivers in his 62nd pitch, and it's drilled into left field, though right at Aaron Zavala. He's there to make the grab chest high. One away. Well, that is a perfect example of Ben Anderson over the last three innings. He threw 29 pitches in the first, and in the second, third, and fourth combined, only 31 pitches. So he uses one pitch and one out here in the fifth inning. He's done really well to turn things around after that four-run first inning. And here's Michael De La Cruz now, the pitch. It's outside, one ball and no strikes. So if you're just joining us, top of the first inning, San Antonio put up four runs. Anderson readies and brings it. Swing and a miss. High fastball. One ball and one strike. And nothing else has happened the rest of the game. And that's it. Just four runs in the top of the first. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a soft roller on two hops to the right side. Ortiz has got it at first. Underhand feed to Anderson covering the bag. In time there. Two down. 4 pitches, two outs in the fifth inning. Marcos Castagnon takes his turn. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a double. In fact, he has one of just two hits combined between these two teams after that top of the first inning. Rough Riders have been held hitless by Adam Mazur through the first four innings of play. Two outs, bases clear, 4-0, Missions lead it, and the offering in. A breaking ball on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. There's that slider from Anderson. A new pitch that he's working on with John Goble, the Riders pitching coach. 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. It's been so good to see Anderson have these bounce back games. As we talked about in that first inning, coming into this game, he'd allowed 6 runs this season. 4 of them had been in either the first or the second. The pitch. Breaking ball popped up, shallow right field. Hatcher coming in, shielding his eyes from the sun towards the line, reaches up, makes the catch. One side retired, another very quick inning for Ben Anderson. Just 7 pitches for him. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom 5 coming up next. 4-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
5-6-7 for the Riders due up in the fifth inning, trailing 4-0. Adam Mazur deals in, and it's outside. 1-0. Mazur has been fantastic through 4. He's allowed just 1 base runner on a 4-pitch walk to Liam Hicks in the first. 1-0. Low and outside. 2-0. Outside of that, he's retired every batter he's faced. He's now retired 12 in a row. He rocks back. 2-0. Check swing on a pitch low, and he went around. Strike 1. 2-1. Mazur has been this kind of pitcher for the majority of his starts this year. 2-1. Fly in the air. Foul left side. It's 2-2. When Mazur gets ahead, he is nearly unstoppable. Opponents, when he's ahead in the count, hitting just 114 against him this season. Here's the windback, 2-2. Hatcher watches high and away. We're full at 3-2. And he has missed on the first offering just 3 times in his last 13 batters. Incredible stuff to get ahead. Payoff pitch home. Swinging a high pop-up shallow left field. Rex coming in. The third baseman back, and Reyes can't find it. It falls in. Hatcher hustling back towards first base after his wide turn, and the throw not in time. So that's how the Rough Riders get their first hit. Ripken Reyes overran it. The third baseman had landed almost in front of him off to his left in shallow left field, and it's a bloop single for Josh Hatcher for the Riders' first hit.
Quite a way to get your first hit. That's the second time the left side of the infield has kind of lost the ball up there. You look up, it's bright blue skies, a few clouds mixed in.
High skies here in Frisco. Here's Abimelech Ortiz now. Mazur goes from the stretch for the first time since the first inning. The pitch home. It's just low of the zone. A 97-mile-an-hour heater, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mazur working on 59 pitches as he goes in the fifth. 1-0 toss. Low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Mazur has been very efficient for the most part, and that's what happens when you retire 12 in a row, and Rough Riders getting that first base runner since. He deals. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away, and it's two balls and one strike on Ortiz. Mazur making his sixth start of the season. His season high in pitches is 80. That was in his last start. From the stretch, 2-1. Fly down to left center field. This one has some good carry. Rex back to the warning track. Pulls up just in front of it and puts it away. Hatcher retreats back to first as Ortiz just missed that one. Sending it out into the left center alley. 1 down for Kaber. K-Rod is 0-for-1 today with a pop out to first. Rodriguez at second base defensively today. We'll see him for the majority of the time at shortstop. Offering home. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Not that Rodriguez and Maximo Acosta are not good at shortstop. Freiner Chavez has looked pretty darn good at short. He's very comfortable, extremely smooth. He's on deck right now. Right-hander, the 1-0. Bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. That's a luxury that Carlos Cardoza has with so many guys who are natural shortstops. You play them in other positions, and that just gives you a lot more range, good arm strength at second and at short. 1-1. Swinging a high pop-up skyscraping on the infield. Ditter at short, back with 2 feet on the outfield grass. He makes the catch side saddle to his left. Two away. Leadoff runner aboard, still at first base in Josh Hatcher, and here's Freiner Chavez, the aforementioned shortstop. Fly ball out to left field back in the third. Riders trailing 4-0 in this last of the fifth. Mazur from the stretch. He kicks in. Breaking ball pierces the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. That's the slider from him. Slider and the fastball look very similar. It's part of the reason why it's so effective. Same arm slot, same arm speed. The 0-1, down and in. Ball and a strike to Chavez, and it's a very hard slider from Mazur. Very tight, has gyro action, meaning going from north to south rather than east to west like a sweeping slider would. 1-1 offering. Down in the dirt. Valenzuela keeps it in front, and he keeps Hatcher at first. Two balls and one strike. Far cry from the offense we've seen from the Rough Riders recently. Frisco has been on such a power surge. Home runs have definitely been a great key for the Riders in victory this season. They're 13-3 when they hit a home run. 2-1. This is low, and it's 3-1 now to Chavez. Rough Riders started with just 6 homers in their first 15 games, but are second in the league in their last 13 games with 15 home runs during that stretch. 3-1. That one's a fly ball down the left field line. Rex back at the warning track. He's there to make the grab. Now Chavez flies out near the fence. The side is retired in the fifth inning. Riders get their first hit, but can't produce their first run. They still trail 4-0 to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If I told you at the end of the top of the first that we'd see Ben Anderson in the top of the sixth inning, you might have thought, that's crazy. But here he is. He's been super efficient over the last four innings, and after 29 pitches in the first, Cole Cummings, Brandon Valenzuela, Robbie Tenorowicz, the 3-2 up against him in the sixth. 4-5 and 6, middle third of the order. First offering on the way. Swinging a chopper out to first base. Ortiz backhands, and he jogs to the pillow. Puts him away easily. One pitch, one out. Brandon Valenzuela stands in. Anderson doesn't have a chance at his third consecutive... his third consecutive quality start. He allowed those four runs in the first. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Valenzuela. But he does have an opportunity to go six innings here for his third consecutive start. The 0-1, low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Anderson right now about to deliver his 72nd pitch of the outing. He deals. Inside edge, a strike, and it's 1-2. His season high is 77 two starts ago. Should be around 85 to 90 pitches. 1-2, high and outside. Two balls, two strikes to Valenzuela. The catcher is 1-for-2 today with an RBI single in the first. The pitch. High and outside, 3-2. One out, bases clear, pull side shift for Valenzuela on the infield. The offering, fouled straight back. Three balls, two strikes still. There's another pitch winner, that's Valenzuela has been one of the mainstays in this San Antonio Missions roster this year, playing in his 24th game out of the team's 28. The pitch is fouled back again. It's still three balls and two strikes. It's a roster that's seen a ton of movement up and down their order, and Rough Riders equally have seen a ton of movement on their side as well, including today. If you missed the news earlier, Rangers acquiring Robbie Grossman from the White Sox. The pitch fouled back again to the screen. It's still three balls and two strikes. In exchange for Rough Riders reliever Anthony Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa. So after Anthony had only allowed one earned run in his first 10 outings, he is a Chicago White Sox farmhand now. The offering. Fouled away left side. It's still 3-2. We wish Bubba the best. Fantastic guy to be around in the clubhouse. And we hope he has success in the White Sox organization. Anderson readies. He fires. Popped up again, fouling out of play. And it's still three balls and two strikes. 10th pitch upcoming here. That'll bump your pitch count up a little bit. And just like that, Andy Rodriguez has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen. Offering home. Breaking ball is high, missed with the curve, and he walks Valenzuela. His second walk of the outing and his first since the first batter of the ballgame. That brings John Goebel out of the dugout for the Riders. Robbie Tanerowicz stepping to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 4-0 in this top of the sixth. And it's just really a shame that 10-pitch battle for Valenzuela. You never want to walk a guy, of course, but you'd almost rather a 4-pitch walk there instead of killing the pitch count if you're Ben Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson now at exactly 80 pitches, so this conversation on the mound, I think, buying a little bit of extra time for the Rough Riders bullpen to get loose. Also, likely the last batter, or at least dwindling for Ben Anderson.
If he even gets a chance to face Tanerowicz, too. We've seen the mound visit from the pitching coach, allow the man in the bullpen to warm, and then as soon as Goebel gets back, he says, "You're it," to Carlos Cardoza, and he heads out to the mound. We'll see if that is, in fact, what happens.
Carlos is on the top step at the moment.
Mike Anderson, like most pitchers, said, "Hey, I want to face this guy."
That's probably a fair assessment.
Yeah. Tanerowicz singled back in the first, grounded into a double play in the third. Runner at first, Riders trail 4-0 in this top half of the sixth. Anderson fires. Just inside, missing, and it's one ball and no strikes. Seven hits on the offensive side from San Antonio. Spread all up and down this lineup. 1-0. Fly it in the air in a left center field. Eyes for the gap. It's down in front of Kellen Strom. Valenzuela around second on his way to third. The throw goes to third. And Tanerowicz slides into second behind the throw with a double. So runners at second and third and one out. Robert Perez Jr. due up. More than likely be it for Anderson. And here comes Carlos Cardoza out of the Riders' dugout. So Anderson faces three in the sixth. He retires just one, but nonetheless a fantastic job for Anderson after a tough first inning to pitch one out into the sixth. Andy Rodriguez comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen. We'll introduce you to him when we come back in this top of the sixth inning. One down, 4-0 Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field in the top of the sixth inning, Andy Rodriguez replaces Ben Anderson. Frisco trailing 4-0 to San Antonio. We are in the second game of this six-game series. Two aboard, runners at second and third, and one down in this sixth. Tough spot for Andy Rodriguez to emerge out of the bullpen, but he has been fantastic this year. The Havana Cuba native went to Miami-Dade Community College in Miami, 25 years old. He works to Robert Perez. It's high. One ball and no strikes. Infield in for the Rough Riders. This season, A-Rod with a 3.07 ERA in 9 games. 14 and two-thirds innings, 18 strikeouts to 5 walks. 1-0 toss. Popped up right side. That drifts foul and out. And it's one ball and one strike. So all 4 runs for the Mission scored in that first inning. They're threatening here in the 6th now. Right-hander has his sign. High socks and stirrups. The 1-1. Strike on the upper edge outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Perez has 2 hits today, a 2-run single in the first, and a single into left field in the 4th. Rodriguez issues in the 1-2. Fouled away right side, on a line into the seats. Ball and 2 strikes still on the center fielder. Left-handed batting Zach Rex on deck. Rough Riders, as we mentioned, with the trade earlier today, the Rangers organization, I should say. Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa to the White Sox. 1-2 home. Swinging a fly ball, hit to center field, sending Strom back on a dead sprint, back at the warning track, looking high off the top of the wall. Valenzuela scores. Tanerowicz racing around third. Chavez throw to the plate is high. Not in time. Throw down to third. Not in time there. Perez swims around the tag. Sean Sparling calls him safe. 2-run double for Perez off the top of the wall in center field.
Well, the throw there came in a bit high on the cutoff to Johnson, and he knew he had no way to get back to the plate and apply a tag, so he was smart in firing a strike down to third. He put it on the money in time. They just say that Sean Sparling over there says Freeman unable to apply the tag, but the ball definitely beat the runner to the base.
So we'll see if they say double or triple on that. It is 2 RBIs. It's 6-0 San Antonio. First pitch to Zach Rex is high and inside. 1 ball and no strikes. Rex has hit into 2 double plays today. One a fly ball into left field, 7-2 double play, the other a 4-6-3. Infield remains in for the Riders. Pitch outside, it's 2 balls and no strikes. They do officially go double there for Perez and advancing to third on the throw. That ball missed a homer by feet, if not inches, off the top of the wall in center. 2-0 toss. Swinging a hard ground ball, foul right side. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. So not the game that the Rough Riders wanted to see today. 6-0 they trail. Still enough ball game left to possibly come back. They'll have at least 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th to try and do that. 2-1. Breaking ball, outside edge of strike 2-2. Those runs officially charged to Anderson. He's now a closed pitcher today. 5 1/3, he allows 6 runs, all earned on 8 hits. No strikeouts, 2 walks. And not a great day for Anderson on the line. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball out to right field. This one pushes Hatcher back. Runner tagging at third. Catch made. Perez comes home. And he easily crosses home. A sacrifice fly for Rex. It's the second out of the inning, but it's now 7-0 Mission. Two down, Ripken Reyes bats. A pair of flyouts to center for the third baseman today. 7-0 San Antonio, 2 outs, bases clear. First pitch, high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Freeman plays in with both feet on the infield grass at third. Reyes known to lay down bunts. The pitch, low and outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Reyes, one of the hardest batters to strike out in the entire league. The offering, swinging a chopper to the right side. Abby Ortiz has got it at first. Flips underhand to the covering pitcher Rodriguez, and they get Reyes for the final out. But damage done. Three runs across on two hits. No errors. Nobody left on. Bottom six next. It's 7-0. Rough Riders trail the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning, 9-1-2 to swing the sticks for the Riders, trailing 7-0 to San Antonio in game two of this series. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and happy to have you. Adam Mazur still out there facing Cooper Johnson, the Riders' catcher. First offering. Breaking ball, strike outside corner, 0-1. Johnson a ground out to third back in the third inning. 0-1. High, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders have just one hit today. It was a bloop single by Josh Hatcher into left in the fifth inning. 1-1. Mazur fits it on the outside edge of strike. 1-2. And the Rough Riders are really struggling today against a strong arm in Adam Mazur, who is showing why he's, one, had so much success this year, and two, why he's a top five prospect in the Padres org. He rocks in the 1-2. Curveball whacked high in the air, a towering fly ball to left. Rex is back on it and under it, and off to his left side, he squeezes one away. Thing was in the air forever. Kellen Strom, the hitter now at the top of the Riders' order, third time through. Four straight retired by Mazur. He's allowed just two base runners today with a walk and a single. It's just about as dominant of a performance we've seen this year. Ton of balls in the air against him as well. The pitch misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Coming into today, he was more of a ground ball pitcher than a fly ball pitcher, but wasn't necessarily super high on either end. The 1-0. Outside edge with the slider for a strike, and it's 1-1. But he has shown today that he can dominate a lineup with the best of them. Offering in. Swinging a hard ground ball on two hops. Pass Castagnon off his glove and caroms out to shallow center. Kellen Strom has his fifth hit in this series. Solid single back up the middle, and Liam Hicks the batter. That one at 106 miles an hour off the bat. Liam Hicks making his way to the plate. Adam Mazur finally showing a chink in the armor. And Hicks stands in from the left side. The offering, high and outside, one ball and no strikes. Hicks 0-for-1 today. He walked back in the first. Mazur deals. Popped up, shallow left field. Rex coming in. He calls off Ditter, the shortstop, and he makes the grab. Former major leaguer puts away out number two. And that brings Aaron Zavala to the plate. A pair of fly ball outs to left field himself today. Mentioned that Mazur, in his one outing that he allowed runs to the Rough Riders last year in relief, gave up a homer to Aaron Zavala. From the stretch, he kicks home. Check swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. He also gave up a homer to Evan Carter in that same game. Carter hit six homers last year against the Missions. Stretch in the 0-1. Fits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Carter was fantastic against San Antonio last year and over 1,100 OPS. Riders went 13-11 against San Antonio last year, despite having a losing record on the season. 0-2, outside with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Frisco has been really good head-to-head against them over the last few years. Since 2021, the Riders are 42-25 head-to-head against San Antonio. They trail 7-0 today. 1-2. Lashed foul off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout on the left side. It's 1-2 on Zavala. Aaron Zavala has really had his way during his career with San Antonio. 15 hits across 16 games head-to-head. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball at 97 to strike him out. And it's only his third strikeout of the outing. But he gets out of the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the seventh. 7-0 Missions. Luke Maley takes the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Andy Rodriguez is back up there to take on this top of the seventh inning. Top of the seventh means it's time for trivia. We're going to test Zach's knowledge here.
Oh, I love it.
We always tie it into this day in baseball history. So back on May 8th, 1998, Cardinal slugger Mark McGwire hit his 400th career home run. As Rodriguez deals the first pitch, misses upstairs for ball one. But McGwire finished his career homering every 10.61 at-bats. That's the best mark of any major league player that ever recorded at least 3,000 at-bats, as this one sent high into the air into center field. Strom coming on. He reaches up and makes the play. One gone as Ditter flies out. So, Zach, my question for you is, how many of the top 10 in at-bats per home run can you name? Now I'm going to go ahead and preface this with, there are five active players.
Okay.
And there are three Hall of Famers on this list.
Okay, Babe Ruth is number one.
Babe Ruth is the second option behind McGwire.
Okay, behind McGwire. Yes.
So the top left on the board as the first pitch just misses up and away to the left-handed hitting Michael De La Cruz.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton is nine. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez ran the fastball by him. He jumps ahead 0-2.
Does Nelson Cruz count as active?
Nelson Cruz does not count as active.
Okay.
He's also not on the list, as that one misses just a bit high. Two balls in a strike.
So five total active. Mike Trout?
Mike Trout just misses the list. Pitch. Called a strike. De La Cruz watched it. He slots in at number 15.
Okay.
Rodriguez kicks and deals. This one sent high in the air out to left field. Zavala takes a couple of steps in. He's camped under it, reaches skyward. And two quick flyouts for Andy Rodriguez.
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is third.
Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso is fifth.
Okay. I had to do some mental math on 3,000 at-bats and see how long that would be. Okay, so... about Joey Votto.
The pitch to Castagno just misses, bit inside. Joey Votto does not make the list.
Okay. Not a lot of home runs. It's a bad guess.
The righty deals, and this one ripped down the line. A leaping grab by Cody Freeman at third. What a play by the Rough Riders third baseman. It's a quick 1-2-3 frame for Andy Rodriguez. Turn things over to the bottom of the seventh. Well, we will continue our trivia. Rough Riders trailing 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Coming out of my cage and
I've been doing just fine. Gotta bottom of the seventh inning here from Riders Field. Rough Riders trailing 7-0. And Cody Freeman, after making a nice play to end the frame, will step in against a new arm on the mound. It's Yovani Cruz who relieves Mazur. Mazur was great. Six innings of scoreless baseball issued. Just one walk, gave up a pair of hits, and struck out three. Freeman awaits the first offering from Cruz. The pitch, swing and a miss. He blew the fastball at 99 by him. We're in the middle of trivia right now. Zach is naming as many of the top 10 players in Major League history in at-bats per home run. You've knocked out five of them, Zach. Righty ready, he delivers home. Breaking ball at 86 miles an hour, just missed inside.
Bonds.
Bonds is number four.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson does not make the
ooh,
cut.
Ooh, okay. Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa does not make the cut.
Okay.
Righty delivers. Swing and a drive into left center field. Back goes Perez Jr. Long run for him. It's over his head. Extra bases for Cody Freeman. He pulls into second base. It's a leadoff double for the Rough Riders third baseman.
Well, the Rough Riders have been missing doubles over the last few games. They have just 9 doubles over the last 15 games last in the league. So getting something going here, maybe even if you do lose 7-0, maybe you can get some offense going at the end of the day.
At the very least, Freeman turned on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball that missed over the heart of the plate. Posited a double. Now here's Josh Hatcher. Rough Riders have a runner in scoring position. With nobody out here in the seventh. Cruz delivers. Swinging a dribbler off to the right. Bounce towards the first base dugout.
All right, back to trivia. How many active players am I missing?
You're missing two active players and two Hall of Famers.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Cruz looks to second, kicks the left leg, and comes home. Hatcher sends a fly ball into shallow left field toward the line. Oncoming is Rex, and he reaches up and makes the play. One gone.
Are these old Hall of Famers?
One of them is. The other one, not. Let me look at see what the last year this player played.
Okay.
But it was
Jimmy Fox.
Jimmy Fox does not make the list.
Eddie Collins?
Not Eddie Collins. This player last played in 2012. Here's Abimelech Ortiz batting from the left side. The first offering to Ortiz has ripped down the first base line, but well fouled, works its way to the seats.
Last played in 2012.
Righty kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Ortiz behind in the count, 0-2.
It felt too obvious. Is Henry Aaron on this list?
He's not.
Okay, good.
Which would have been one of the first guesses I went to.
I know he played for 24 seasons, so.
Yeah, it's hard to keep
it's
that
a lot of
pace
at bats,
up.
Yeah. He never had a 50-homer season, so.
It's kind of wild to think about.
Isn't that crazy?
Time call. Looked like umpires wanted a new ball for Yovani Cruz.
Yeah, he licked his hand and then went straight to the
there
baseball.
You go. Missing four names from the list. Looking for the top 10 in at-bats per home run with at least 3,000 career at-bats.
Jim Thome.
He is on there, one of the Hall of Famers. Ortiz waves and misses at the breaking ball, and there are two away. Since we do have two gone here in the seventh sack, I'll give you a couple of hints.
Okay.
I have a feeling you are going to make it to these. I'll give you a hint. With one of the active players is a former Rough Rider.
Really?
A right-hander comes home, and Rodriguez fouls it back to the screen.
Rehab?
No, I believe just straight up played here. Active player, no longer in the Rangers organization.
Joey Gallo?
It is Joey
wow,
Gallo.
That's crazy.
He
okay.
slots in at sixth. Strike call at the top of the zone. A fastball at 99. Caber Rodriguez behind in the count.
Dang, okay.
0-2. Missing a Hall of Famer that was a broadcaster. Played quite a while ago. Pitch home to Rodriguez is driven out to left field. Left fielder Rex ranges over, and he hauls it in.
All right, give them to me.
All right, so you're... We'll get it on the other side.
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll get it on the other side. So we head to the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the eighth inning, 7-0 deficit for the Rough Riders. The first offering into the left-handed hitter, Cole Cummings, runs a bit outside. Right-hander Andy Rodriguez back out there. Pitch runs just a bit inside. Fastball at 92. Get you the answers to the trivia question. Righty kicks and delivers and misses well upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. Zach rattled off 8 of the top 10. The remaining ones, active player Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, okay.
At 8. Pitch home. Just misses. It's a 4-pitch walk to Cole Cummings, who's aboard for the third time in this game. And rounding out the list, Ralph Kiner. That's the hardest one to guess.
Okay, yeah.
Spent about 30 years in the Mets booth as a broadcaster.
Okay, yeah.
That one was the hardest.
That would have taken a while.
But that's a win. That's a win for Zach.
I think so.
You rattled through there pretty good.
Done,
we had a couple
better.
Of quick innings right there. Or half innings, I should say. As Rodriguez delivers, misses upstairs. 5 consecutive balls. And Cooper Johnson, the catcher, as well as the left side of the infield, want to talk to the right-hander.
I always feel like I get a little overzealous when it comes to trivia. And get a little too excited as to how well I'm going to do. But 8 out of 10 is not bad.
That was a speed round. We had some good pitching there. That's pretty good. Mound visit is over. Johnson comes back behind the plate. Brandon Valenzuela in the box, batting from the left side. He's ahead, a ball and no strikes. Cummings stands at first base. He's 3-for-3 swiping bags. The pitch home, and it catches the strike zone. 91 miles an hour, right over the heart of the plate. It was take all the way for Valenzuela. Righty kicks and deals. Missed just a bit outside. Fastball again from Rodriguez. Count runs to 2-1. Valenzuela today has reached base a couple of times. The righty delivers, and this one smacked high in the air, but out of play. Rodriguez pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Luke, the Rangers in action in their doubleheader right now against the A's. They lost game one, but they're up 10-6 right now in the eighth inning. Jack Leiter, the former Rider, got the start. It wasn't the best day for Jack.
Rodriguez comes home. Breaking ball is slapped out of play off to the left side.
He went 4 innings, allowing 6 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits. But the Rangers backing him up with some offense. So not enough for him to get his first major league win. Only went 4 innings, but keeping him in the ballgame.
Rodriguez kicks and deals. Misses upstairs. Count runs full. Valenzuela at the dish, the 11th ranked prospect for the Padres organization. Cummings over at first base after a walk. Delivery home. Got him looking. What a fastball at the bottom of the strike zone. Rodriguez picks up a big strikeout. With a runner aboard. And now there's one gone. In steps Robbie Tanerowitz, and he's had himself quite a day. Quite a debut for the Missions. Pair of hits. Single and a double, scored a run. Has bounced into a double play. Rodriguez first offering. Fastball at 92, misses high. Rough Riders trailing 7-0. It's been 2 big innings for the Missions offense. Umpire wants to talk something over with Rodriguez. Looks like the first base umpire, rather the field umpire, Sean Sparling, saying Rodriguez keeps going to something, then to the ball. Looked like he was using some sort of substance. They're just checking on it. Carlos Cardoza now going to come out.
Freddy Chavez coming in to make sure that Rodriguez understands what he's saying, coming in to translate from English to Spanish. And Neil Ori coming out as well, the trainer.
Maybe it was a little bit of blood or something going on for Rodriguez with Ori coming out. like maybe that's the case. The way that Sean Sparling was signaling it, he was tapping one of his hands like maybe he was going to something and looking for a little bit of extra grip via something on his hand. But with Neil Ori, the Rough Riders athletic trainer out there, maybe a bit of an injury for Andy Rodriguez. They convene on the mound. Rough Riders' entire infield outside of third baseman Cody Freeman at the back of the hill. Still talking things over. Neil Ori doing good work as always. Looking what appears to be the right hand for Andy Rodriguez. Don't quite have a great view of it, but it looks like he's holding the rosin bag at the moment, and he is. Tossing it up and down. Rodriguez appears to be okay. They were checking out that right hand. He'll reach down. Grab some dirt. He's got a new baseball. It looks like we're about ready to go. Throws a couple of warm-up pitches. Throws one and gives the thumbs up to home plate umpire Trevor Matthews. And Tenerowitz will dig back in ahead 1-0. One gone after the strikeout for Andy Rodriguez. Cole Cummings stands at first base. The righty comes set, kicks high, and delivers home. Called strike. Right on the inner edge. Evens the count at 1-1. I mentioned Tenerowitz has had quite a debut for San Antonio today. A pair of hits. Pitch comes home, and this is just a bit upstairs. Didn't miss by much. Randy falls behind. 2 balls and a strike. Right-handed hitting first baseman for San Antonio. Rodriguez delivers. Swing and a pop-up on the right side. Long run for Ortiz in foul ground. He's giving chase, and it'll bounce into the seats. Just barely got out of there. It almost looked like it got a fan. I think it got either just into the first row or clanked off the top of the wall over there and shot high into the air. Definitely caught some concrete. Another count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders pitchers have enjoyed a couple of double plays today. Rodriguez could use one here. The 2-2 on its way. Swinging a line drive up the middle. Caber Rodriguez hauls it in on a dive. Rough Riders second baseman steals a base hit away from Robbie Tenerowitz. What a play by Caber Rodriguez. Ranging to his right, he was shadowed up the middle. That ball was hit hard, 101 off the bat, and Rodriguez snared it out of the air.
Almost looked like a knuckle bottom a little bit, too. It's like he hesitated right before lunging off to his right. Nice play.
Yeah, that ball was hit so hard, 101 off the bat, that there's no telling what it was doing. The pitch home. Missed a bit high and inside. The right-handed hitting center fielder, Robert Perez Jr. So there are two away after the line-out by Tenerowitz. Cummings still stands at first base. The pitch, swinging and a foul ball off to the left side. And works its way into the Rough Riders dugout on that third baseline. Rough Riders have had a couple of really nice plays defensively in this series. More to come, I'm sure, over the next couple of days. The pitch. Swinging a drive into right center field, tailing away from Strom. He ranges to his left and hauls it down in the right center field alleyway. So Andy Rodriguez works around the leadoff walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the home half of the eighth. Rough Riders trailing 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth, Giovanni Cruz back out there. He'll take on the Rough Riders shortstop, Franier Chavez. Rough Riders looking to inch a bit closer in this one, trailing 7-0. Cruz's delivery and swing and a miss by Chavez. Blew the fastball at 98 on the inner edge, right past a swinging Chavez. Right-hander comes set, black glove at the belt. Kicks and delivers, and Chavez shoots one high in the air. But it twists out of play. Off to the left side. Chavez asks for time. Adjusts those batting gloves. Chavez today has flied out to left both times up. Cruz gets a new baseball. And the right-hander ready. Ahead 0-2 on the left-handed swinging Franier Chavez. The pitch. Flied high in the air off to the left side. Ray is the third baseman in foul ground. Looking up at it, reaches to his left and hauls it in. Chavez fouls out to the third baseman Reyes. And Cruz has one away here in the home portion of this eighth inning. Rough Riders haven't been able to string much together today. Last inning, Cody Freeman provided the biggest hit for the Rough Riders. Just the third hit in the ballgame. As Cooper Johnson steps in, the first pitch. Swing and a miss. 99 on the radar gun at the top of the strike zone. 0-1. Cody Freeman doubled to lead off that seventh inning, and he was stranded right there. A pair of flyouts and a strikeout ended the frame for the Rough Riders. Johnson today 0-2, behind 0-1. Pitch, swing, and a bouncing ball left side in for a base hit into left field. Cooper Johnson picks up his first hit, and the Riders have one aboard with one away here in the eighth. Rough Riders are going to need some base runners to claw back into this thing, trailing 7-0. Adam Mazur started this contest for San Antonio, and he was brilliant. Six innings of two-hit scoreless baseball. Kellen Strom at the top of the card steps in. The first pitch from Cruz runs upstairs. 99 on the radar gun yet again. Kellen Strom extended his on-base streak to 16 games with a single his last time up. He takes, called a strike. Breaking ball. One and one count on the right-handed hitting Kellen Strom. Righty kicks and deals. Went back to the breaking ball. Didn't get the call. Missed a bit inside. 2-1 advantage for the Rough Riders center fielder. Strom today 1-for-3 with that single that extended that on-base streak to 16 games. Also a flyout and a strikeout. The pitch, check swing, called a strike, didn't matter. 2-2 now on Kellen Strom. Cooper Johnson stands over at first base after the one-out single. The pitch home, 2-2, swung on and missed. Strikeout for Yovani Cruz. And there are two away here in this eighth inning. San Antonio pitching hasn't faced five Rough Riders hitters in a single inning. Rough Riders have sent four to the plate in a few innings. Not five, as Hicks takes a called strike on the outer edge. 1-0. Liam Hicks today was one of those to reach. He was the first for the Rough Riders, drawing a one-out walk in the home half of the first inning. An 0-for-2 outside that pitch. Foul back and out of play off to the left side. So Hicks behind 0-2. Ground out to second and a fly out to left on his line today. Hicks yesterday went 1-for-4. He's reached in both games of this six-game series. Lefty awaits the pitch, and it runs upstairs. 98 on the radar gun. Ball and two strikes now on the Rough Riders' designated hitter today. No one holding Johnson on over there at first base. The delivery home, the 1-2, taken, caught the outer edge. Went to the breaking ball, and Yovani Cruz picks up a pair of strikeouts in the eighth inning. Rough Riders get no runs on one hit, no errors in the frame. They leave one stranded. We turn the car to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing 7-0, and when we return on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Trailing 7-0, the Riders turn to their third pitcher this evening. It's Ricky DeVito who takes over in the top of the ninth inning. Zach Rex, Ripken Reyes, Ray Patrick Ditter, the 3-2 up for San Antonio. Happy you're spending your Wednesday evening with us. Hopefully we'll have you back tomorrow for Game 3. We'll also be at 6:35. Nick Grouth will take the ball for the Rough Riders against Ryan Burger. Zach Rex leading things off, left-handed batter against DeVito, the right-hander. First pitch, outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. DeVito's sporting a new haircut. Shorter look for him. Obviously, you don't often get your haircut longer. The pitch is low, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, if you were to get hair extensions, is that getting a haircut? How would you?
I don't think so. I wouldn't classify it as such.
The 1-1. He misses low. Two balls, one strike. Got my hair done today, probably, for extensions.
Yeah. I like that a little better.
I got my hair elongated today.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to go with. 2-1. Inside, three balls and one strike. Zach Rex had a sack fly in the sixth. He's 0-for-2 today. Former major leaguer with the Dodgers and the Rangers. Offering in. Flying in the air onto left center field. Zavala racing in, still coming, slides and makes the catch. Nice grab from Aaron Zavala, racing in and able to pluck it out of the air. One away for Ripken Reyes, 7-0 San Antonio, top of the ninth inning. Staten Island, New York native Ricky DeVito, the 25-year-old, a 7.88 ERA this year. 8 innings of work, 13 strikeouts, though 12 walks. The pitch, high and tight, nearly hit him. It's one ball and no strikes. And, yeah, nearly hit him. Of course, it's Ripken Reyes to the plate, minor league baseball leader in hit-by-pitches with 11. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Strike in the outside corner, and it's 1-1. That's the crazy thing, is Reyes isn't one of those guys who just stands there and doesn't move on balls inside. He gets out of the way, even.
And he doesn't crowd the plate, really, either.
Not too much. The 1-1. Inside corner. Outside corner is strike.
He's certainly not off the plate more than any other player. He's up there, but it's not like he's sitting there with part of his body over the plate. Just unlucky.
1-2. Fouled off the end of the bat on the left side. It's one ball and two strikes with one out, and the bases clear. 7-0 San Antonio. And the Missions have Jason Blanchard loosening out of their bullpen. One, two. Down and in. 2-2. DeVito has allowed 7 earned across his 8 innings. 2-2. Outside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. But looking up, he's gone 4 consecutive scoreless outings. He has allowed plenty of base runners during that stretch. Had a really good outing at home against Amarillo, striking out the side in order back on April 28th. Three-two, foul back into Johnson's glove for strike three. First strikeout for DeVito, 2 up, 2 down in the ninth. Riders trailing 7-0 for Ray Patrick Ditter. Ditter 0 for 3 with a walk. The damage is done, has come, I should say, from the middle of this Missions order. Top two and bottom two haven't had a hit today. The pitch. Flied into shallow center field. Kellen Strom cutting over into right center. He makes the grab and retires the side in order in the ninth. Good work from Ricky DeVito. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom nine coming up. Riders down 7 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, Jason Blanchard comes out and takes the hill for San Antonio. Riders trailing 7-0. Four runs in the first, three in the sixth today for San Antonio, the only offense from either side. Left-hander faces 3, 4, and 5 in the Riders' order. Aaron Zavala, Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher. Frisco has been shut out tonight on four hits. Adam Mazur was fantastic for San Antonio, allowing just two hits over his six scoreless innings. Left-hander against left-hander. And Blanchard's first pitch. Swinging a foul back into the catcher, Valenzuela's glove, and it's 0-1. Zavala 0-3 today after a 2-for-3 performance in Game 1. He's flied out twice and struck out. 0-1. Swinging a foul in and out of the glove this time. Blanchard sets in the lefties 0-2. Breaking ball, strike three called right down the middle. Zavala caught looking. One away here in the ninth inning for Cody Freeman. Riders down 7-0. Freeman doubled back in the seventh. Cody entering today at 349 over his last 11 games. He's been a big piece offensively for the Rough Riders during this great stretch. The offering in. Outside corner at the knees, a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders entered today tied with the Midland Rockhounds for first place. Midland and Tulsa in the seventh. They're currently tied at 4. The 0-1. Inside, it's 1-1. So if the Rough Riders lose today, which they're trailing 7-0, and the Midland Rockhounds lose today, they'll still be tied for first place. Left-hander readies, the 1-1. Inside. 2-1. Riders will have a chance to get back up on that horse. 6:35 tomorrow. We'll have Thirsty Thursday here at the ballpark. Looking forward to it. Hoping to have you out here. 2-1. Lashed foul right side. It's 2-2. And Nick Krauth starting for the Rough Riders. Krauth pitched really well his last time out in Corpus Christi. 5 innings, allowing just 1 run on 4 hits. He struck out 6. Chopped foul at the plate, and it's still 2-2. Josh Hatcher on deck for the Riders. For Frisco, Ben Anderson got the start today. He allowed 6 runs over his 5 1/3. Andy Rodriguez, then Ricky DeVito out of the Riders' bullpen. Blanchard from the stretch. He offers in the 2-2. Down and in. We're full on Freeman, the third baseman, who's had a really nice day defensively. He's played a good third base. And there were so many questions coming into this season. What would Cody Freeman's role defensively be for the Rough Riders? Payoff pitch. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone with a slider. Freeman down on strikes, 2 away. Josh Hatcher, the final hope for the Rough Riders, trailing 7-0. The Rough Riders expected Freeman to play third, but also catch a little bit. He hasn't caught so far this season. So here's Hatcher. 1-for-3 with a single today back in the fifth. Initial pitch. Low and outside. 1-0. Left-hander ready in the 1-0. Outside corner, a strike, 1-1. Bases clear, 2 down, last of the ninth. Left-hander ready, the 1-1. Breaking ball, ground ball to short. Ditter a backhand. He straightens, fires, and it's in time. The ball game is over. Riders fall to the San Antonio Mission 7-0 in game two of this series. We'll have game three tomorrow at 6:35, but stick around. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Riders Field, Rough Riders drop game two of the series at the hands of the San Antonio Missions by a final score of 7-0. 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors for the Missions. For the Rough Riders, no runs, 4 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. They only managed 5 base runners. A walk and those 4 hits. Their biggest opportunity came in the 7th inning with a leadoff double by Cody Freeman. The next three batters flew out and struck out to end that threat. So the Rough Riders lose it 7-0. They drop to 18-11 on the year. Last time I checked, Midland was tied at 4 with the Tulsa Drillers. We'll take a peek at that here in just a moment. But the Rough Riders couldn't get it done here in game two. They took game one yesterday afternoon, but the Mission's able to even the series at one game apiece. The Rough Riders will have to wait and see if they still sit tied atop the Texas League South Division. They drop to 18-11. San Antonio pulls back to 500. For San Antonio, you look at the last 10 games. They went 3-7 coming into this game over their last 10. That's the worst mark in the entire Texas League. And on the other side for the Rough Riders, coming into today, 8-2 in their last 10 games. So just a tale of two different stories there, as the Rough Riders, that 8-2 record coming in over the last 10 games was the best mark in the Texas League, but that's baseball for you. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. Rough Riders muster up just 4 hits, 5 base runners. They leave all 5 stranded and drop this one 7-0. Game three of the series set for tomorrow. It's Thirsty Thursday here at Riders Field. Another 6:35 p.m. first pitch. A lot of fun coming up tomorrow. Good matchup on the mound. We'll get into that on the other side here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night, as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders drop game two of this six-game set. San Antonio pulls even at one game apiece. Rough Riders won the opening game of this series. High final score of 4-3, but tonight falls short 7-0. Here from Riders Field. You take a look at tomorrow's matchup, 6:35 p.m. first pitch yet again. It's a right-hander going for San Antonio in Ryan Berger, 24-year-old, 6'1", 210-pound right-hander. Go back to 2021. He was a sixth-round draft pick by the Padres out of West Virginia. This year, he's 0-2 with a 7.13 ERA across five starts. Has picked up 23 strikeouts over the course of just a tick over 17 innings. When you look at what he did his last time out, he was the losing pitcher, and he got hit around a little bit. Only got two outs, gave up four hits, two walks, that created six earned runs, did pick up one strikeout in that outing. So he's looking for a bounce-back type of outing tomorrow against the Rough Riders after a night where the Rough Riders manufactured just four hits, couldn't come up with any runs. They were shut out for the first time this season. For Nick Krauth, 2-0 with a 6.53 ERA across four starts. Right-hander tomorrow going for the Rough Riders out of UConn. Nick Krauth, you look at his last start, boy, was he great on the road back on May 2nd in Corpus Christi. Five innings for Nick Krauth, one earned run, surrendering four walks and four hits while striking out six. So Nick Krauth gets the ball for the Rough Riders tomorrow, looking to restart a winning streak and get back in the win column for Frisco. For San Antonio, it is Ryan Berger, another right-hander going. A lot of good stuff tomorrow. It's Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark. So make sure to come out, get yourself half-price drinks, and enjoy some great baseball here. Game three of the series at Riders Field tomorrow. We'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about what the Rough Riders have in store over the course of the rest of this series.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
One last time at Riders Field on this Wednesday evening. Rough Riders drop game two of the series, 7-0 at the hands of the San Antonio Missions, who pull even in the series at one game apiece. It's a six-game set, mentioned tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Make sure you get out to the ballpark, enjoy some half-price drinks, along with some great baseball here at Riders Field, as well as some great weather. It's great weather, as it seems, all week long here in Frisco, Texas. Then you turn things over after tomorrow to the weekend. It's Evan Carter weekend all weekend long. For night one of Evan Carter weekend, it is a 7:05 p.m. first pitch on Friday. And if you get in early enough, you can grab yourself an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway on your way through the gates. A World Series trophy, courtesy of the Rangers, is going to be here as well. You can snag a picture with that World Series trophy from last season. It's also STEM night, presented by Olson. It's going to be STEM teams here at the ballpark. All sorts of fun activities going on. And as always on a Friday, it is Fireworks Friday, presented by True Moo. You can always enjoy fireworks from the field here at Riders Field, and each week presented, or rather powered by, Pyro Shows of Texas. Then on Saturday, night two of Evan Carter weekend, another 7:05 p.m. first pitch. And you're going to want to get to the gates early, as you'll get another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. And you can also grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead on your way through the gates. That bobblehead, a pretty cool one, presented by Medium Giant, highlights the amazing catch that Evan had in that 2023 ALCS against Houston. It's also Kids Run the Bases post-game, presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. So bring all the kids out, get yourself a bobblehead, watch some good baseball, and then let the youngins run the base paths just like the Riders do, as they can every Saturday home game throughout the season for the Rough Riders. Then round out your weekend on Sunday with a 4:05 p.m. first pitch. Round up this series with the San Antonio Missions, the Padres affiliate. It's a day for the entire family. Mother's Day. It's going to be a lot of fun Mother's Day activities. Good things for the moms to do here at Riders Field, including Kendra Scott. They'll have a pop-up station and more. If you haven't already, make sure to start thinking about what you want to get your mom for Mother's Day. At the very least, a nice card or a nice text. But moms do so much for us, so gotta go all out for mom on this Mother's Day. I mentioned it's a game for the entire family, as it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's, as is every Sunday here at Riders Field. So all sorts of fun kid-centered themes, inflatables, acts sprinkled throughout the ball game on every Sunday. And it's also the final night of Evan Carter weekend. So on your way through the gates, the youngins can grab themselves an Evan the Kid Carter Kid jersey giveaway. It's pretty cool. Nice red Rough Riders jersey with the Evan Carter name on the very back of it. Evan Carter weekend comes to a close, as does the homestand for the Rough Riders on Sunday. A 4:05 p.m. first pitch for the entire family. Well, for my partner Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying good night. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. The Riders drop game two of the series to San Antonio by a final score of 7-0. We'll be back tomorrow for game three of this six-game set, beginning at 6:35. We hope to catch you there.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!